Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Feller reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Hegan scores. Conway goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Harris now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball towards center. Philly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Philly. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. York reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gordon out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walesa. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conway bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to second. Appling drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Appling. Edwards moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Earl Harris. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey scores. Wright moves to second. One out. It's 8-2, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Seary pinch hits for George Metkovich. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Seary now playing left field. Dale Mitchell now playing center field. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.